Hello, friends, and good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, depending where you are on the planet. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States and North America. And as I like to say from my friends off-planet in the Milky Way galaxy, the program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a far better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries, and I guarantee today's show will be really out of this world. During the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I will be interviewing a gentleman named Patrick Finney, who's a nationally known psychic and channeler of two entities called Cautron and Metatron. He's a film producer and director and a psychic and medium. Since 1987, he's been channeling Cautron, an interdimensional being who works with God or the Supreme Being in helping humanity on this planet. And since 2013, he's also been channeling Metatron, an angelic being who sits at the right side of God or the Supreme Being. During this special pre-recorded interview, which I recorded last week, Patrick will channel both Cautron and Metatron for on humanity's bright, beautiful future with some very special messages for the new year. He and his friend partner Rebecca will be also helping me launch my new television program called Out of This World Television. The target date for our start will be February 14th, 2016. He regularly does readings and channelings across the United States, and his email address is Cautron, K-A-R-T-R-O-N, 999@gmail.com. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time, I will be interviewing a gentleman named Reverend Mishuna Shinagawa, a priest for the Nida Shrine in Tokyo, Japan. He'll be coming up to us live from Tokyo. He's a Shinto priest, and when I visited the shrine last month while meeting with him, I was contacted by a samurai warrior named Nitta Yoshoki, a famous samurai warrior, to have a special Christmas, and I was requested by this warrior to have a special Christmas show to help benefit the children of Fukushima as well as Japan and the world. So that's what I've decided to have on for the second hour. Messages from this famous warrior and the priest will be channeled on air, and what the world should do now to clean up Fukushima, and especially how to treat this beautiful Mother Earth with the respect and kindness that she deserves. Joining us as the translator will be Michiko Hayashi, the global and U.S. director of the Modal Peace Project in Tokyo. As part of her duties, Michiko provides what the Emoto office calls angel water to the children of Fukushima to prevent them from getting cancer. And she also distributes the children's version of Dr. Masaru Emoto's famous book, Messages from Water, which teaches children between the ages of 3 and 12 the value of love and gratitude. But before we go on to our guests, I always like to give thanks to my many sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Crystal Bookstore in Tacoma and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And also, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program, and my dear friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto and Dr. Yasu Nemoto of the Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Creamer, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. Out of this world, we're looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 60 countries. I also wanted to tell you I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I'll be happy to give people two full psychic readings a month for $100 a month, or for $500, I'll be happy to give people two full readings a month for 6 months. I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is very high, and I can help with relationships, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who passed on. I can also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. My email address, if you'd like to contact me, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can also be reached at area code 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Just click on it. Any support is really appreciated. You can also listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time at www.1150kknw. And after the show, you can always listen to the show at outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our guests. Quickly, for those in Florida, I'll be giving readings and a keynote speech at a very special spiritual conference called Awakening to Oneness at the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from January 1st to January 4th. Including the speakers that will be there will be Patrick Finney, who will be interviewing shortly, Rebecca Renee, and a famous healer, Alan Pratt, who healed himself. I also will be giving a presentation on humanity's bright, beautiful future in the Middle of Peace Project. And for information or tickets, please visit www.metaphysicalchapel.com or call this phone number in Florida at 754-300-1428. You can also email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I also wanted to tell everyone that I'll be giving a very special presentation for the Immortal Peace Project at Banyan Books in Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver, Canada, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday, July 17th. And the following evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., I'll be giving another presentation at Alfred Weber's house in Vancouver. Mr. Weber is a famous Canadian lawyer and UFO researcher. He's just a fascinating guy. And I'm just so happy he's opened up his house. He and his wife have opened up their house to me to give this presentation. For more information or if you'd like tickets, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. With that, I'd like to go ahead and play this interview that I had recorded recently with Patrick. He's a fascinating man, and he will be giving channeled messages from both Metatron and Cartron, very, very highly advanced spiritual beings who work with God, and he'll be giving some important messages for humanity for the new year.
Patrick, welcome so much to the program.
Thank you so much, Ted, for having me. It's really a pleasure to show up at places like this.
What kind of work do you do?
Now, by work, you probably meaning the spiritual work, the transdimensional stuff. Cartron is a being from the realm of essence, meaning it's closest to source, and so they don't have bodies until they need them. So that he came in 1994 after watching the Earth plane for 10,000 years in the local area. And so he'd been monitoring things. So when I bring him through, I bring through an interdimensional being from that realm of essence, and he transmits through my body, and he puts light geometries in my body where it moves, so then I become like a crystal radio and transmit this energy. What happens then is that Cartron is in several simultaneous places, and he is able to do things that I've never really seen anyone else do. So if he needs to complete a covenant with somebody of an agreement or something that's stuck, clear out karma, and he also installs these advanced technologies from heaven that he created since 1994, the primary methods called the God Gate, the Pillar of Transformation, and the Still Point Within.
Well, when we met last weekend, Patrick, when you came into Seattle, you did some restructuring in my heart. Could you tell me, please, what you did?
Now, that was the Metatron energy, which has only come in since 2015. And so what it was that we were working with this Metatron's cube that you got, that we actually have them available. And this is actually the template for the temple sciences that all the sacred solids that are the building blocks of matter are based on. And so what happened was a crystal temple was placed in your heart. Now, those are clear so that whatever frequency needs to come through was given. So this energy then was installed with your Genesis codes, which was the pre-incarnation, before you incarnated, which is the purest form of your, it's like your purest instruction manual that you have before you began your journey of many incarnations. So that's the technology that was given to you so that you can open up to the higher possible destiny that is already heading to you from the future.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for doing that. There was another event at the end of December during the Blood Moon where I got a tremendous amount of information coming in. Could you tell us, my listeners, a little bit about that? I know that many people experienced that during that time.
Now, was this the WaveX thing?
I think so.
Now, I'm looking at yours, right? Because with the Cartron thing, I can look at different points in the time. And so the codes that you got as with many, many beings of light, I call them. I don't call them light workers because they can not work if they want to. They can be light players. What happens is these are the code sets that come in, and it has to come through the individual because it can't come through anybody else. Now, what happened was a long time ago, all of the keys and the encryptions and the codex and everything in the Genesis project, really, a long time ago, was scattered among a bunch of beings. And so what's happening now is these downloads are like the software upgrades from the other dimensions, sometimes from yourself, from your higher self, or from your spirit teams or guides, which you know a lot of. And so then this reactivates those things, and it's when we come together with other people that are being activated, the new code set, which creates a new destiny and a new timeline of prophecy, is activated. It's like suspending it and turning it on, you know. So now is the time to turn it on. That's why we're doing Awakening to Oneness in January.
That's amazing, Patrick. Thank you so much for sharing that. The other thing, too, I wanted to tell people is that you've got this conference going on. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Are you talking about from the other realms or from this one? Those will be coming will be turned into devices. We call them pillars of heaven on earth. And these people will literally be facilitating what Metatron, Sully the Dominion Angel, and your team and the Galactic Alliance are going to be doing. We literally are going to be doing some engineering of the new prophecy, because the old one was interfered with. Now it's time for this new improved version to come in that's better, stronger, whatever. And so this is who is going to show up. It's like a predestined thing. We make it easy because people then can tune into the broadcast and they don't have to physically be there to participate in this. In fact, people around the world who do join into it are going to be a part of a grand matrix of heaven. And this will then anchor in like a fabric of this divine energy that's coming in of the new prophecy.
That's pretty incredible. Patrick, could you tell us a little bit about the other people there as well? Rebecca, for example?
Yes, Rebecca, in order to bring in, Rebecca Renee, in order for her to bring in that level of energy, think skyscraper, put wings on it, and that's her angel. She had to go through 6 months of like boiling, cooking inside. It was like a radiation that wouldn't stop. That can drive a lot of people insane when that ascension activation occurs, because sometimes there's no off switch until it runs circuit. That was to prepare to meet us. And then by joining our energies with her, it allowed Sole, the Dominion Solar Logos angel that hadn't been here since Lemuria and the third root ray 13,000 years ago, to come in. Because when you bring in a Dominion field, then it starts overtaking the polarized field of this artificial matrix that you're in. So Rebecca will be transmitting this energy, and a lot of people feel Soleil's energy come through her. And so the more the merrier, because she builds up so much energy, she loves people to take it from her.
Well, you know, I haven't been to Florida before, but I've heard it's a really pretty place. Have you been down there before?
Yes, with Rebecca in the last year. We met in 2014. Metatron came in 2015. She is this catalytic process that then brought me to Florida, and everywhere from Siesta Beach, which is literally 99% pure powdered crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting on a snow drift, and it's all powdered crystals, like a demolecularized crystal. And so then all the way to all the other things, Florida is such an interesting, it's like a big sandbar, and it's right on the edge of the Atlantean coast. So we have systematically been working on correcting the ancient civilization and continent of Atlantis, because the modern society has been taking on a lot of that stuff, and it's time to change that story as well.
That's really incredible, Patrick. I've heard there's some amazing things off the coast of Florida from the Atlantean civilization in the Bermuda Triangle. Could you tell us a little bit about that from what you know?
Yeah, Bimini, I guess, where the dolphins swim, not too far from the coast of Florida. There's crystals in there, and there's the ancient ruins of Atlantean continent. And so, in fact, Cartron's connection with that, when we were in Hawaii's like Lemuria, The Atlantic Ocean is like Atlantis. He found that there were these giant crystals that had fallen over and broken at their striations. You know, so along the molecular lines they were broken, and he did some work to fix that. Because those were the energy power generator systems. Those were the library records systems. And so those were all thrown off. And since then, there's been time deviances, warps, and wormholes open up. So that thing is was a big mess. So he started correcting that. And how can he do that? He uses the quantum state of the unified field, which means there are no limits unless you think you have them. So if you know absolutely this happens, then you can actually do this same powerful work. So he corrected these, and now we're going to go and remove some of the more species issues, like the collective guilt that's still projecting into this society today from then. And if you look at the different civilizations as just things that happened at certain points in the timeline, they are still going strong today.
Patrick, that is just amazing. If you don't mind, could you please contact Metatron and Cartron now and ask them for what messages they may want to give humanity?
That's sure. Because I've done him for about 3,000 events and stuff, it's pretty easy to bring him through. When people first start channeling, you know, they'll get tired for the first 3 to 5 years because the energy is so great. But now I'm more comfortable in that. And people can look up Fermi bubbles with an F. And what this is that's the Fermi telescope. What they found, NASA had created a rendering, and it's a giant gamma ray burst, which happens to be coming every winter solstice. It's that energy and the X-ray energy. So it's a lavender and a cobalt energy that Cartron works with. I will talk with you later, and let's see what he has to say. Hello, Ted. How are you doing?
Fine. Just fine. So glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us. We were here a few years, Earth years back, and now we are here again, and we're going to actually create an Alpha and Omega time loop and bring that up. And just to let everyone know that you guys can actually start creating different paths. That's kind of a segue, but, you know. So what is happening now in this reality? Many beings of light have created so much work of correcting the pseudo influences that created artificial timelines of time is money that was supposed to finish in 2012, but there's a bunch of artificial propagation of that pseudo timeline. They've been working on cleaning that out. And so what we are going to do in January, and your team, the Galactic Alliance, will be bringing their representatives through from the different galaxies. We are going to open gateways and correct the timeline back into the one of prophecy of heaven on Earth.
That's fantastic. That's incredible news for humanity.
Yes, we call it the greater work. And so we have been doing things to help clean things out. One of the things that people enjoy the most is called a chimney cleaning. And what that is it's like we take all the residue that's stuck in the atmosphere, the energetic completions, the experiences that are fulfilled, they can't be cleared out. So we kind of clean the chimney and clear that out so that the next level of experiences can rise up. Another thing that's going on, and Soleil will be helping with this, is to create a completion of the karmic loop that people are artificially incarnated in again and again and again. So it's time to get people out of that same come back and do it again and again and again thing, because it's not their natural states. You will also notice that a lot of people of a higher conscious state, we call beings of light, are going through these major issues and symptoms for various reasons, but it's time for them to be elevated out where all of this angst and intensity and density is. So you guys are being elevated up to your new positions. That's why you're getting these downloads, because you're going to be part of the new transmission matrix of bringing in the higher divine frequencies.
That's really amazing. I know things are changing for the better, but what kinds of things do they see in the next 5 or 10 or 20 years for humanity here on the planet?
The light and dark will not have the same future. It will, because the density is choosing its path. Well, the Earth can't go on that. journey anymore. So they have to be, they'll be going back into their race stream in this, what we call the harvest of souls. So this next two-decade cycle, as you are calling, we are scanning and we are actually imprinting everything on this recording. So whoever's listening to this can look at the databases that we are providing. You will see that there's 3 to 5 primary possibilities, depending on the choices. And for instance, if the light can realize it has the power to make a difference and become and invoke and reclaim itself as the greatest force on this planet to bring in the divinity, then there'll be a very high timeline of a very high frequency coming in. Michel de Nostradamus has started rethinking things way back then, has he not?
Yes, I see Nostradamus sitting there in his study in 16th century France. And it's smoky and it's cold outside, and he's wearing this burgundy cape with a kind of a floppy burgundy hat. And he's sitting there in his study, and it's very interesting, Patrick, but he's holding a quill, and it's like he's waiting to see what we do before he's rewriting his quatrains, but he's waiting to see what we do before he writes any more quatrains.
Yes, and even the Mayans did not create the future because it wasn't theirs to create. So the end is basically the neutral state, and so they're waiting for the next program. Okay, so what do you guys want in your perfect world? So, Ted, what would you have if it was right here and the database of the creation of the new book of life was there? What would you see as heaven on earth?
That's a very profound question. Let me think for a minute. First off, the kind of planet I'd like to see is where people live, where there's no more wars, where people live in harmony. Second, a planet where people respect each other and relationships are based upon respect and love. Third is the end of poverty on this planet, so everyone's needs are taken care of without the struggle for subsistence. Fourth, I'd like to see the end of money as a system of exchange, and in other words, people's needs would just simply be taken care of. And fifth, I also see a longevity of humans extending by several hundred years at least, because I think as we spiritually evolve, our longevity will also increase.
You know that in covering those points, economy money on this planet is basically the most popular or enforced version of interchange among beings. And so there's many other forms of economy in a transdimensional state. There's also the honor system that to a greater honor among people will naturally occur when the artificial constructs of manipulation are starting to be removed. And so in January, you and your teams get a chance to walk the talk, and we're going to open up the databases and we're going to have you bring those codes in. Because enough people are choosing it, we are being invoked to the protocols of intervention, and therefore it's like a must-needs showing up of the divine. Now, we had to not alter this path because it had to be allowed to its own evolutions before it's lifted off. But the Earth is waking up. It's waiting for the new program. Even Michel de Nostradamus is sitting there with an open pen because he doesn't have his upload yet from that which is that shall be.
That's true.
Right?
Absolutely.
So here you are. How do you get rid of war? Well, you take away the inner conflict. What about the better respect for one another and all that stuff? It means that everything is going to start coming into a level of balance. So for the next 20 years, imagine that going that way. And in January, we may just bring in a programming of the future and show you guys how to literally create the reality of divinity and anchor it in so that it can't be knocked off by the pseudo, the marionettes of manipulation, which have done such a good job so far. So now's the time to really apply it. And for those who want to, they can be a part of the January event and even thereafter.
That's incredible. That is just incredible.
Also, the message that you said, what does Cartron have to say? Let's just give everyone right now 2 of the 3 primary methods, and we will then open up the God Gate 4 feet up, 4 feet across, dodecahedral in nature based upon the gammic field of thought will be lavender. We are saying this quickly and we are imprinting this into your beings. So everyone who will be listening or shall be listening or have listened in the past, because maybe the past has changed and this recording will wind up in the past somewhere, maybe on some paper with a pen and quill of some dude wearing a red robe. And so we're going to open the God gate now. And this, how do we do this? We use the quantum state of beingness. So this is our words, our messages. So just see that happening right now. The vehicle of accomplishment in the quantum state is absolute knowing. If you know it absolutely, then it has to be. You just know it. It's not like, oh, I think I know it. It's that you just know it. Because you have the power of God. It's a unified field. You're not separate from all of creation that is one with itself. So now that is a gateway that was normally small for people going in and out of incarnations. The soul has to remember to forget. Now let's bring in a pillar of transformation. And this is a thread-sized counterclockwise lavender energy coming down from above the gate where the quantum unified field is. We're going to expand that out and increase the spin counterclockwise 9 times. And now we're going to send a pulse blast back of lavender energy. And for those who have really intense energies, we're going to pulse it back. And this then will go, and whatever it finds of a dissonance, trauma, drama, intensity, density, or other charged experiences that are no longer required. 1, 2, 3. We pulse this back through your lives now. Now, Saint Germain, could you please open the portal to the General Assembly of the Ascended Lord and Lady Masters and Archangel Michael, please sound the clarion call as we open the portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels. And now we're asking the Galactic Alliance to now open the gateways of the celestial nature so that we can access the greater covenants for review of people who have come from other worlds, systems, galaxies, stars, and dimensions. And so now we're going to send this energy, and this pulse energy that we sent back is the quantum field. When it finds a lower energy, it surrounds it. Now we're going to take it all up. Everyone on the count of 3, take a very deep breath and give it all up through your God gate. This will be your Earth record. 1, 2, 3, deep breath, and breathe it up and out. Release everything, all the stuff that's hard in your life, all the challenges, things that are almost, all of these things that don't fit anymore, what you feel complete with, what isn't working, the feelings of discontent, everything that's just no longer applicable in your existence. Okay? And as you let this go, you may feel a grand releasing. So we're going to leave it to that. And there'll be the lavender energy there, and it will bring in the new frequency, but it's like you are now a deleted computer to where we can bring in the higher possibility. So the choices that people make will determine the fate of their new possibilities.
That's really amazing, Patrick. One thing I have to tell you, in the Mayan calendar, they didn't see anything past 2012. And now I realize the answer why is because we are going to create the future.
Yes. Why would they have to create a repeat? This hologram's fulfilled. The polarized experiences in the lower natures are fulfilled. Darkness in the divine point of view is a stronger teacher. And so therefore, as its services are no longer required, this pseudo-manipulation of these false flag events of keeping you wanting to keep you in fear, it's done. It's freaking out. It's coming up. This stuff has been there for thousands of years. It's the surfacing. So it's not really the end of the world. It's the awakening of the new one. And so it's coming in, and it's so bright, even from the Earth herself. Her body's waking up, and it's coming up from that which the Earth has taken on for mankind. So now, as this comes up, all these issues come up, we clear it out. Its services no longer being required. We make it to where it cannot come back and repeat. So now, what do you want in your new future possibility?
That's very profound. You know, this planet, I think, is a planet based upon free will, and we control our own destiny. And I think the majority of people on this planet would want good things, not only for themselves, but for others, too. And I think humanity will make the right choice in the coming years and choose a bright, beautiful future for all of us on this planet.
Yes, and full disclosure is required for free will and non-manipulation. So if everything was backed off from humanity, it would be just right as rain. And so, but if there's a manipulation such as an artificial enforcement of a continued karmic reincarnation loop, and people are kept there artificially, then that violates the free will covenants, which means they are no longer bound by them. If there's any, non-disclosure, then it violates an original contract. Therefore, you can void these compacts and covenants, and then you are freed to determine your own nature of reality. So in order to have the free will choice, it must be made to where it's possible.
Thank you so much for coming on today. What you've said is very, very profound, and I think it gives people a really good direction for the future.
Yes, and so what we are doing is converting this into a production service for beings such as yourself and other people, that it isn't about just Cartron, it's the Cartron experience. And this way we can bring in all these people utilizing the technology that you have. Anyone can get their message out. So just know, and if you check with the Galactic Alliance, there's a lot of protectorate coming on from the divine, because now it's hands off of you guys, especially of the light, so that you can assume your position so we can transmit through. And you are the new prototypes. Basically, the age of man on that level is done. The age of God-man, God-human, is coming in. So you are being the bridges, and it is through you, through your versions of reality, through your vision of what you see as a perfect world, these are the templates that we use to structure the divine energy that flows through you as a species to wake up the planet called Earth.
That is just incredible. One thing I wanted to ask is that in people's everyday life, what advice would Cartron or Metatron give to people of the planet to help make it a better place?
Yes, and so if people want to make a difference, this January event, but also many other ones that are coming up, look at your show that's happening. We are going to be creating a point in the future timeline where that isn't a show. It's a pillar between dimensions and possibilities where you can present, and your team from the other sides or whatever can come in and tell their versions of reality. It's like, what would the Alliance do with the TV station? What would President Kennedy or Professor Einstein be doing with this, right? We don't have to have death separate anymore. And in fact, that was just a schedule change for many of them. And now they're here, they're back, the timeline's coming in, prophecy's being fulfilled, it's waking up, people are waking up, and you guys really can't go back to sleep. So now you have an opportunity. And what we've created from the very beginning since 1994 was a thing called practical divinity. If you cannot put it in your gas tank or pay your rent with it, it's still a philosophy on the shelf. And so how can you take these divine sciences and apply them into your everyday life and start changing things to where you activate your own destiny, no matter what your situation or what you're doing or the job you have and all of that? This will be revealed over the near future in the series of broadcasts and on your show and things like that. And there's a new breath of life that's coming in with the new codes and the new prophecy and the new destiny that's going to help people to wake up to what they've always known, and they're going to remember that or what they had to forget to come here. So that's what the exciting future holds. We are waiting to see what you do with heaven as it comes to Earth.
I want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this very profound message for humanity.
Yes, thank you so much. And we are no longer waiting for people to ascend. Pretty soon, the gods and angels will be coming back. We are helping the angels get their souls back and mankind get their wings. So thank you very much on playing your part on helping to fulfill the greatest destiny this world has ever known of becoming the new Earth.
Patrick, thank you so much for this wonderful interview.
So that's Cartron. Yeah, he's a dynamo. And the distance doesn't matter. We use the broadcast because it's fluidic, it's available. We got people all over. Look, you're talking with 60 countries right now on this show, at least, and probably other dimensions and planets. The angels could be listening to, KKNW right now. And I'm sure they are. You have the, the World Leaders Club, they probably have their radio station tuned to the TED show. And so, in Atlanta, Atlantis, you know. So we're bringing all this here, and it really comes down to the qualities that we refine in ourselves. And as we do that and we integrate this and become that, then that's the exciting future as we embrace our new possibility and make the world a better place than when we found it.
Patrick, you are absolutely right. This is wonderful, and thank you again so much for coming on today.
Yeah, Ted, this was really great. How convenient it was that the universe saw that the synchronicity of destiny had us meet on this day in this place in Bellevue, Washington. Thank you, and let's see what happens next.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate your time for coming on today.
Hello, friends. That was a pre-recorded interview I had with Patrick Finney here last week, but it was just amazing that Cartron and Metatron both came through during the interview. I wasn't prepared, frankly, for what came through, and Patrick's demeanor completely changed as he was channeling, especially Cartron. If you'd like to meet Patrick or myself, and you are on the East Coast of Florida area, please come down to Fort Lauderdale. We will be having this conference at the Metaphysical Chapel. The website is www.metaphysicalchapel.com, or you can call area code 754-300-1428. And the conference will be from January 1st through the 4th or 5th. I will be giving the keynote speech there. We will also have a fascinating healer named Alan Pratt, who healed himself from all kinds of illnesses back in 2015, and he has worked with more than 15,000 people in healing their illnesses as well, and I think you'll find him just absolutely fascinating. One of the things that's happening on this planet, and as I say this, this entire studio has lit up again in this beautiful white light. Oh, I just love it when this happens, because the angels are telling me that we're on the right track, is that the entire planet, I think, is shifting into the fifth dimension pretty rapidly. For those who don't know about the fifth dimension, there are actually, from what I've been told, 12 different dimensions, of which we exist here in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is time, and the fifth dimension is what biblical scholars might call heaven in a way, because they're just truth. It's a difficult thing for the human mind to wrap around, but there's no past, present, or future. Everything happens all at once in the fifth dimension, and the common currency of all the information you get from the fifth dimension is truth. It's 100% true. And as this planet as a whole evolves into that fifth dimension, people will be able to, I think language actually will become secondary, and people will be able to simply just read each other's minds if they're interested in a question. And the important thing, how would you like to live in a society where people could only tell the truth? And they couldn't say anything, they couldn't tell you any lies, they couldn't admit anything, because all you need to do is to look at them and you'd know instantaneously what's on their mind. And one of the interesting things that Cartron and Patrick asked during the interview a few minutes ago is, what kind of world do you want? And, you know, do you want a world without war? Do you want a world with peace? Do you want a world without poverty? Perhaps you want a world without disease. Maybe you want a world without money, I mean, where money's not used anymore. Maybe you'd like a world where people's needs are actually taken care of, where everyone is happy and lives in harmony. This is the destiny that that actually, I think, President Kennedy, before his life was cut short back on November 22nd, 1963, saw. And this is why he's come back in now, and I've been channeling messages from him to my audience. He's very excited about this new television program I'll be starting on February 14th, 2016 with Patrick's help, because it's an avenue for him to get his message out. And of course, one of the most important projects, I think, in the world is the Modal Peace Project. For those, I know I've talked about it a lot on the air, but briefly, for those of you not familiar with it, the project is headed up by the wonderful Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo, and they do two things there as part of the Emoto office. They distribute what's called angel water to the children of Fukushima, and angel water actually prevents cancer among these kids, which is just wonderful. And the other thing that they do is distribute the children's version of Dr. Emoto's books called The Messages from Water, which was a New York Times best-selling book several years ago. And it teaches kids the fact that if you think positive thoughts about people and about yourself, you can create a positive environment and make a much better world. However, if you buy into negativity and doom and gloom, guess what? You create that kind of negativity. And so that's why I support their project so much. And actually, we will be having both Michiko on and Very interesting Shinto priest for the next hour. I will be getting messages from a famous samurai warrior in Japan named Nitti Yoshinki, who passed away in I think the year was 1356. He was very famous in Japan for being very concerned about the environment. And Shintoism itself is an indigenous belief, a Japanese belief system, which believes that all plants and animals, everything has a spirit in them, and as a result, God's in everything, and that Mother Earth should be protected and respected. And as I said that, the studio lit up again in this beautiful angelic light. This morning, before I left for the studio here, I meditated, and I know it's almost the end of the year. We won't be broadcasting again until January 8th next year, because we've got Christmas a week from today, and then New Year's again 2 weeks from today, and I'll also be down in Florida at this conference. So today will be our Christmas and New Year's show. We'll be back on the air on January 8th. But I did meditate, and I did get quite a few messages from President Kennedy, Professor Albert Einstein, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Michel de Nostradamus, very interesting messages from Mr. Nostradamus, which I'll share with you in a few minutes, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Leonardo da Vinci, Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi is a new great spirit that I've just been recently channeling, as well as Ambassador Twillingen of the Galactic Alliance. So as much as we can during the next 15 minutes or so, I will channel these messages to you. I took a lot of notes this morning when I was meditating. The first messages I want to give everyone for the new year is from President Kennedy. And he said that the forces which cut his life short in 1963 unfortunately still control the United States and much of the world, but their power is rapidly declining. And he knows that there's a very bright and happy future for humanity. Now that it's possible for psychics like myself to contact him on the other side, there's no reason whatsoever why he can't give messages and help humanity steer them in the right path for the coming decades. He says, and he's told me, that our destiny for the people on this planet is to become a loving, benevolent society living in harmony, and the time has come for us to create a bright, beautiful future for the planet that he knows that all of us want. I mean, given a choice, who would choose war over peace, for example? Who would choose poverty over wealth? Who would choose disease over being healthy? Who would choose being rich over poor? I mean, all these things are within our grasp, and I think that we are powerful spiritual beings meant to live in a harmonious, loving way with each other and not to be fighting constantly. The next messages that I have is from Professor Albert Einstein. And he likes, out of respect, he likes to be called Professor Einstein. He says it's rude to call somebody by their last name, and I agree. So I'm always correcting people once people say Einstein this or Einstein that, because he says it's Professor Einstein. And so I said, okay, it's Professor Einstein. But this is a quote that I channeled this morning from him. He said, "If I'd known that the forces unleashed by my discovery of the nuclear bomb could destroy the world, I would have never become a scientist." But he says there are bright times ahead for all humanity, and we have to realize that we are all co-creators with the supreme being to create a beautiful planet based on love and respect. The time for wars and fighting has ended, and the planet will not allow us to destroy this beautiful place. One of his projects he's been working on is a spiritual telephone where people from this dimension eventually will be able to call him up or other great spirits on the other side with what he calls a spiritual telephone. He's working on the equipment now in the fifth and sixth dimensions. And for those Earth scientists who are interested in joining him in this project, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll put you in touch with him. And I'm sure you'll have some very interesting conversations with that. The other one I've been channeling for about a year and a half now, has been Michel de Nostradamus. And as I explained in my interview with Patrick, I see Mr. Nostradamus sitting at a wooden desk now. The date is December 1540. It's cold outside, and he has a fire going to keep himself warm. It's very smoky. It's late at night, and it's smoky. And I see him sitting there with a quill and an ink pen at this wooden desk. And he has taken the old quatrains that he wrote for World War III and Armageddon for humanity on this planet and crossed them out. And now he has a blank sheet of paper. And he's asking me to ask everyone on this planet, what kind of future, what kind of world do you want? He said that there was a reason why the Mayan calendar did not go past December 2012. And the reason is because the future is literally in our hands. Now, I believe he's saying that it is our destiny, and President Kennedy's coming in now too, saying that President Kennedy is saying it is humanity's destiny to become a far better and much happier and a benevolent planet. And as long as we remember that, we can create a beautiful future for all of us. I remember when I was in college, we used to have these philosophical discussions about whether the true human nature of people were negative or positive or good or bad. And I know the answer now is good. And it's not our nature to be fighting all the time. It's not our nature to have conflict and wars. It's our nature to get along and be in harmony with each other. And as long as we remember that, we can create a far better and much happier future. For now, Nostradamus has crossed out all the quatrains that he wrote regarding a future Third World War, which was supposed to start out of the Middle East here about 5 years ago or even sooner than that. But what's happened since that time, we are on a new timeline. And the new timeline started, actually, it triggered after 9/11 in September of 2001, but things really picked up steam after Fukushima in March of 2011, where the cabal or the negative entities on this planet tried to destroy much of humanity by staging a false flag event with a small nuclear bomb placed at the bottom of the Sea of Japan to cause a tsunami which wrecked the four reactors at Fukushima. There was a huge plume of radioactive water coming right at the United States West Coast, bullseye Seattle. It was supposed to hit here in May and June of last year. I went out there and took water samples, and I discovered in April of last year that the radiation had completely disappeared. And at that time, I was in touch with my friend Scott Limriel, who's written a wonderful book called The Sayrace Agenda. He himself has been in touch with the Galactic Alliance for the past 54 years, and I asked Scott what had happened. Then he said that the Galactics had come in and cleaned up much of the Pacific completely because they weren't going to let us commit suicide. That cleanup continues, and the lesson actually that President Kennedy is saying now is that the change for this planet, a good change, is going to have to come from all of us at the bottom up, not from top down. Many of the world's leaders are controlled by dark forces, and they are unable and sometimes unwilling to make good choices for humanity, although I think that is changing. Things are changing. But as a result, all of us listening to this radio show now, I think it's safe to say around the world we want to create a better planet and a much better place than we have currently. And if we all work together in harmony, I know we can make a much, much better planet than we had. I've also been very, very fortunate. Recently, I've been in contact with Patrick's help with Mahatma Gandhi. Now, I used to live in India, so I have a special liking for India. I speak some Hindi. I lived there about 2.5 years. And Mahatma Gandhi told me this morning, quote, I'll read his quotes, I used nonviolence to oust the British from my beloved India in 1947, only to be murdered at the hands of an assassin. But I can see into the future, and the destiny of this planet is to become a much happier place based on harmony. He said that evil as an experiment is ending, and the conflict that we have today on planet Earth will no longer exist within a very short time. He said within 10 to 20 years, war and conflict as you know it today will no longer exist. So you ask yourself, why then are many countries, including the United States, spending so much money on all these weapons? What are they good for? All they do is kill people. And I think that if we took the money that we now spend, much of it on the military, I'm not saying that the military is not needed, but if we spend, we have military personnel in over 130 countries around the world, for what? I don't understand why we have to send so many of our personnel to fight in wars around the globe in endless conflicts which never seem to end. You know, we have a beautiful country just north of us here in Seattle called Canada. And Canada has a much higher standard of living with half the crime rate than we do. They have free health care. And they have a higher standard of living because I think that they don't spend the amount of money that we do on the military-industrial complex. But that's just my opinion. And finally, I have lots of other messages as well, including one from Ambassador Twelling of the Galactic Alliance. And he'll be coming in again next hour during our wonderful interview with Michiko Hayashi and the Shinto priest talking with the samurai warrior about Fukushima. But he says that many of you, he knows, are struggling against some dark and negative forces here on Earth. Please know that you're being aided and helped in so many ways. Help is here. He said that they're working behind the scenes they have to be careful and they have to do this slowly for their own personal reasons. They said that if they were to appear, for example, over the skies of Washington, D.C., or in Seattle, for example, they could be shot down. But they are working, that they're there. And it's only a matter of time when the negative entities and the negative cabal, which he says controls this planet, will no longer have power. As I've mentioned on other radio broadcasts, they have technology that's between 50 to 100,000 years ahead of us here on the planet. And spiritually, they are ahead of us between 30 and 50,000 years. That's a huge jump. The reptilians, the negative entities on this planet who have influenced our government and planet in a negative way, their technology is not as developed and they're just simply not as strong because the light is always much, much stronger than the dark. But he wanted to let you all know that that they are working, the Galactic Alliance are working behind the scenes to at least make to help us out and fight these negative forces so that they're no longer a threat. He's reminding me to tell you, too, that they represent one-third of all the planets here in this Milky Way galaxy, which is a huge amount of planets. He's saying that there in the Galactic Alliance, there's actually 435 million planets, of which Earth is one of them, and that we don't have any need for fearing the future. Fear is a negative emotion which will just hamper us down. And he says that our future is very, very bright. There's two different groups on this who visit this planet roughly in this third dimension. One's called the Galactic Alliance, who believe in service to others. And there's a second group called the Reptilians. They're negatively based, of which the United States government and other governments have been in collaboration with them since the 1950s. And they are service to self. And that's why you get so many negative things coming, I think, from our government, is that they have been influenced by these negative entities. But as the other spirits are now reminding me, our true nature is to be benevolent and also be service to others as well. Let me look through my notes here real quick. Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away, unfortunately, last year, has a lot of messages as well. He knows that he's seen the future and that the future is very bright for all of humanity. He has some personal messages for his son, Hiro, and his chief scientist, Dr. Nemoto, and his beautiful assistant, Michiko, for all their efforts to continuing his work and their work on love and gratitude to make this world a much better and much happier place. He's saying that within the next few years, you're going to be seeing a planet that's going to be totally transformed from what it is now, and that these wars and conflict that we have currently will become an absolute thing of the past. And change is coming, not to get discouraged. And we are powerful spiritual beings which are creating our own destiny and our own future. So he wants everyone to remember that, because we do create the reality that we have, and it's so important, even when you have a bad day, to always think of... always try to think on the positive sign. With that, he wants me to mention the Hue today. The Hue is a call to the Galactic Alliance for their help in almost any kind of event or situation. We've got a few seconds left. I'm just going to demonstrate it for you. If you do this 10 to 15 minutes a night, I guarantee that you'll feel a lot better, and it provides spiritual help and protection for you in almost any situation. And as I said that, the studio has lit up again. So I'll just demonstrate it real quick on the air. It goes something like this. If you're uncomfortable doing that in public, just do it to yourself for 10 to 15 minutes a night. And actually what it does is opens up your pineal gland, and it helps. It puts a red flag up to the Galactic Alliance. And remember that they are up to 50,000 years ahead of us and up to 100,000 years ahead of us technologically, so that they can help in almost any situation. I've used it to get through, for example, bad traffic jams here in Seattle. It's worked. I haven't used it to stop the rain yet, but it does rain quite a bit out here in Seattle. For our next, in a couple of minutes, we'll be going live to Tokyo, talking to a wonderful Shinto priest, and we'll also be channeling a famous 14th century samurai warrior about what he would do now to help out with Fukushima. So please stay tuned. We'll be coming back on the air in about 5 minutes with our wonderful guests from Tokyo. And thank you so much for listening to Out of This World Radio. Please stay tuned, friends.